offset eye left, two tight ends, they're balanced, second and goal, Teddy play action, boots out to the right, he'll dump it to the right man, wide open, caught, touchdown Vikings! It's Kyle Rudolph with his first touchdown since week one. It's a 4-yard touchdown and the Vikings strike first, taking a 6-0 lead.
Welcome in. It's Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw from the Vikings Entertainment Network. Everything Purple in its usual Tuesday night spot, but coming to you from an unusual location. We are live from the Mall of America at the Toys for Tots Drive. And our guest tonight is going to be Kyle Rudolph. You just heard the sweet sound of a Paul Allen touchdown call, calling the touchdown of Kyle Rudolph, one of his from this season. Hello, Rudy. How are you?
Going well. How are you?
Good. Busy day for you today, huh?
It has been a little bit busy, but anytime I have the opportunity to...
Hold on. Good, Abbott?
Is it working?
Yeah, there we go. Here we go.
Alrighty.
Hi, Kyle.
How's it going?
It's good. It's been a busy day for you at the Mall of America, huh?
Yeah, it's been a fun day. Got to spend a lot of time and meet a lot of fans up in the Verizon Wireless store.
A Tuesday in the NFL is typically a player's day off. But, you know, you probably can't take it completely off when you're in the midst of an NFL season. So run through for people who want to know what a Tuesday is like for an NFL player. What do you guys do?
So Tuesday, player's day off, is kind of a misnomer.
Yeah.
Like you said, not really a day off. So you still, a lot of guys will get into the facility, do things, whether it's treatment or get a workout in, make sure they get their body right back from this game on Sunday. And then... it's get a jump start on the next week's opponent. For us this week, it's the Detroit Lions. So start diving into some of their film and basically just get ready for tomorrow morning.
We've played Detroit once this season. We lost 17-3, but you did not play in the game. So when you look back on Detroit, I'd be interested to get your perspective on them, not just the season they've had or that game that we had against them, but just in general, your feeling on the Detroit Lions and our matchup this week. When you're looking at them, what kind of team do you see?
Well, you know, traditionally, you look at a Detroit Lions defense, it starts up front. You know, they have a great front, some solid linebackers. DeAndre Levy's playing at a really high level, and then a couple new safeties back there. So, their defense as a whole, there's a reason why it's ranked as highly as it is in the NFL. They're playing some good football, and it'll be a good test for us on Sunday.
Yeah, they, you know, for a few seasons, it's been the Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley show, those two defensive tackles in the middle that have just been wrecking teams. Well, I've really been impressed with Ziggy Ansah, who's their defensive end, was a first-round pick a couple of seasons ago. He's off to a great start. Of course, you see a lot of linebackers and safeties and coverage, but sometimes you also have to be an inline blocker for us, and so I'm sure you're going to see plenty of old number 94. He's been a very good player for them, too, so you got to be aware of not only beating linebackers in pass routes, but you also have to be a good blocker as well.
Definitely. You know, between Ziggy and then I believe on the other side is Jason Jones, who's another talented defensive end. So from front to back, they've built a pretty solid defense over there in Detroit.
When you're, you know, generally speaking, when you are game planning for an opponent or you're studying an opponent, what do you think is the toughest type of defensive weapon to go up against and to have to try and neutralize? You know, and I'm talking like, is it a shutdown corner? Is that the toughest on an offense? Or is it, you know, an elite pass rusher off the edge? Is it an Ndamukong Suh type guy in the middle? What do you think's Patrick Willis type middle linebacker? You know, I mean,
yeah.
What do you think's the toughest weapon for an offense to handle?
I think probably the most capable position to wreck a game is a big-time pass rusher.
Yeah.
Because of the things they can do. You know, you have a shutdown corner, he can take away one wide receiver, but that's really all he can affect. A linebacker can run from sideline and sideline and make tackles and affect the run game. But when you have a big-time pass-rushing defensive end outside linebacker who can play the run and cause problems in the pass game just based on pressure, you know, that's a guy you have to count for.
Yeah, and I mean, it can even, you know, it impacts more than just like the quarterback and the left tackle because you're a great route runner and a great pass catcher for us. If we're playing an all-pro pass rusher who plays outside linebacker or end, Norv may be asking you to chip the guy before you can even go out and depart on your route. So that's kind of annoying for you.
Right. You know, a lot of times when we do play big-time pass rushers, you know, we're called upon to either stay in protection or, like you said, chip our way out. And that's not just us. That's running backs as well. And, you know, that is less guys we're allowed to get out into routes, and you know, which also makes it easier on the coverage.
How about some of the better defenders you've had to go against in your few years in the NFL? Any that come to mind right away?
Playing in our division, you know, twice a year you play against some of the best defenders in the league, you know, not only in Detroit with, you know, the guys that I mentioned in their front, the Ziggy Ansahs, the DeAndre Levis, and then you go over to Chicago and playing against Urlacher and Briggs and Peanut Tillman, Tim Jennings. I mean, their list. Then you throw Jared on that team. Then Julius Peppers moves to Green Bay, Clay Matthews. So the three teams that we get to play twice a year, I always have fun competing against because there's a lot of good, great players.
Yeah, you know, I think the NFC, you bring up a good point. The NFC North gets talked about a lot because of the quarterbacks. Particularly Stafford and Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler, hopefully someday Teddy as well, and we'll talk more about him later. And then the receivers with Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall and Jordy Nelson, but you're right. I mean, there are some premier defensive players that have come through the NFC North of late.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, and you mentioned them. I mean, Clay Matthews can be as disruptive a defensive player as there is in the league, particularly when Green Bay gets out to such big leads, you know, and that puts a lot of pressure on an offense when you're trailing in a game and that they know that you have to pass. Now you have these all-pro pass rushers just pinning their ears back and taking off after the quarterback.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, the quarterbacks that you mentioned in our division, you know, they deserve all the credit that they get. But then it also, when you play with a great quarterback like that, and like you said, you get out to leads, it puts the defense in situations that they're comfortable with. And, you know, for those guys, it's pinning their ears back and getting after the quarterback.
What have you thought about Norv Turner?
Norv's awesome. I enjoy working with him every day, and, you know, I'm able to learn so much about the game and about my position. He's had so much success with my position. And to have the opportunity, you know, unfortunately I missed about 8 weeks with the surgery and wasn't able to be out there every week. But, you know, what I've been able to learn from him since the spring till now is only going to make me a better player. And I look forward to working with him for years on end.
Yeah. What do you think it is that he's good at as a coach? I mean, he's been coaching for so long, and he's been a head coach and an offensive coordinator. He's coached the college level, the pro level, had a lot of success. Well, what do you think it is? Because I think like players – that have certain skill sets and strong points. I think coaches do too. You know, for example, I think Mike Zimmer is a great teacher. I know he gets the reputation of being like a hard-nosed guy who yells and swears and the hard knocks thing, but I think he's a great teacher. I've seen him working with guys out on the field and teaching them some of the nuances of the game. So, you know, that would be, to me, one of Mike Zimmer's strengths is his ability to just teach. How would you characterize Norv? What's he good at as a coach?
Well, with Norv, you look at his system and the success that it's had over the last two decades, from the Cowboys onto the Cleveland Browns last year to us this year. And when you have a coach that has a system that's tried and true, you buy into that system. And then I think what makes Norv such a special coach is the relationship that he's able to have with players. You know, like you said, Coach Zim is a great teacher. You know, Norv is also a great teacher. We meet a lot as a group now with the offensive coordinator, and we've done that a little bit in the past, but now he really puts a lot of emphasis on us watching tape as a group and everyone learning, everyone being on the same page, and I think that's gone a long way. But anytime you have a coach that brings, you know, a successful system and, you know, a mindset that we're going to be one of the best offenses in the league, and he tries to instill that in our guys, I think you got a successful formula.
Talking with Kyle Rudolph, Vikings tight end here at the Mall of America. This is Everything Purple. We're at the Toys for Tots Drive. Kyle, you've probably played for a lot of different coaches throughout your career and all the different sports you've played. Is there a specific coaching style that you take to more than others? You know, we've talked about Mike Zimmer and Norv Turner. You work a lot with Kevin Stefanski, who's your tight ends coach here. Is there a certain style that you tend to like more out of a coach?
I think we have one of the best staffs in the NFL. They do an incredible job, and it starts from the top down. And when you have a guy like Coach Zimmer who, you know, he's straightforward, he's hard-nosed, he's a great teacher, he brings incredible energy every day out to practice, that trickles on down. And, you know, that is always echoed by Norv, and then which is echoed by Kevin Stefanski. And I think their styles all mix very well. And, you know, anytime you have a coach who brings that energy and enthusiasm every day at practice, as a player, you can't ask for anything more, and you always want to reciprocate that.
I was in Coach Turner's office the other day, and you know, I asked him, "Hey, what was your favorite play from the Jets game?" And he pulled up a Teddy Bridgewater to Charles Johnson completion. So I want to talk to you about those two guys. And he did not pull up the touchdown pass to Charles Johnson. He pulled up a 11 or 12 yard gain on an out route that was a timing route where the ball was out of Teddy's hands while Charles Johnson's back was still to Teddy. And by the time Charles came out of his break and put his hands up, the ball was right there. He caught it and got tackled. But, you know, to me that illustrated Teddy's improvement of getting rid of the ball quickly and him trusting that Charles Johnson would run the right route. And then there was our, you know, one of our new weapons, Charles Johnson, making a play. It's been kind of fun to see those two grow up together and make a lot of progress.
Definitely. I mean, Charles has come in here this year, you know, a couple weeks into the season, and really worked hard, not only just learning the playbook, learning quite a few positions. You know, everyone thinks he just as a receiver. I mean, there's multiple receiver positions that he has to learn, and he's done a great job learning all those. And then the work that he's put in with Teddy, you know, if you go back and look at North's system, he's always had that big X wide receiver, whether it's Josh Gordon last year, back to the Michael Irvin, the Vincent Jackson, and, you know, Charles fits that mold. He's a big guy that can run, and he runs great routes, and, you know, it's his hard work and dedication is starting to show through on Sundays.
Do you get excited about having a young quarterback like Teddy on the roster to kind of grow with him?
Definitely. You know, Teddy's a kid that you look to have success with because the way he works, you know, he comes every day. It's been that way since May when he was drafted. He got here right away and stayed here through our off-season workouts. You know, a lot of the young guys didn't have to be here till OTAs, and, you know, he got here right away and, you know, worked hard behind Matt Cassel to learn as much as he could to prepare himself as if he was going to be the starter. And, you know, through injury, he was thrown into the fire right away. And, you know, he's had a lot of success this year based on the fact the way he works.
Yeah, you mentioned an injury. You had to deal with one this season, which is never a fun thing. And getting to know you as well as I've gotten to know you since you've been here from the 2011 draft, you got the big contract, which was great news because we get to have you now for a long time. We'll take you into the new stadium with us, and that's going to be awesome. But did it bother you that injury happened right after the contract signing?
It does. I mean, because you know, you want to go out there and you want to earn the money. You want to earn the respect of all the people that trusted in you to go out there and make plays. And it's more than money with me. It's about being on the sidelines, watching, you know, our guys go out and work every day and not having the opportunity to go out there and work, and watching on Sundays, not having an opportunity to help us win games. So, you know, unfortunately, I missed about half of the time over the last 2 years, and, you know, look forward to getting those behind me. And, you know, it's going to happen. Football, the injury rate in football is 100%. just hopefully these are behind me, and we can move forward and rattle off a bunch of years in a row.
A couple more minutes here with Kyle Rudolph, Vikings tight end, who's joining us live from the Mall of America. It's Everything Purple. Kyle, you were on the field for the game-winning play on Sunday against the New York Jets, which was that wide receiver screen to Jarius Wright, went for 87 yards, but it would have gone for about 5 or 6 yards if not for you and Greg Jennings. So tell us what you saw in that play and how it happened.
You know, it was a play that we had ran a couple times earlier in the game, and it was always good for us. You know, we'd get 6-7 yards and put us in a manageable second down, and Teddy made an unbelievable check when he saw pressure on third down, and Greg eliminated his guy. I was able to eliminate my guy, and we left one for Jarius, and he did the rest.
Yeah, it was a fun way to end a game. We've had a lot of close games like that. That's good for our team. I mean, you guys are young. You know, you guys are a young team. You're gelling. You're trying to grow together, and it's good to go through some of those meat grinder games and figure your way through those and figure out how to win them.
It is. It's good to come out on the winning side of those close games, but you know, there are some things that we need to do better if we want to get to the level that we expect. You know, but at the same time, anytime you can learn lessons through winning football games, you'll take it.
All right, before we go, you're here in large part because you're here on a community outreach event, and I know that's an important thing to you. It's an important thing to the Vikings. But talk a little bit about some of the causes in the community or charitable causes that are important to you and why you feel it's important as a pro athlete to use that platform to help give back to the community.
Well, it's extremely important for us as professional athletes to use our platform. You know, we've been given so much, and You know, I was blessed with the talent to go out there on the football field on Sundays, and you know, not everyone is as fortunate as we are. So, you know, I just try to take advantage of as many opportunities as I can, whether it's stuff guys on our team have with their foundations. You know, Chad Greenway's Lead the Way Foundation. You know, John Sullivan does a ton of stuff at the Children's Hospital at the University of Minnesota, and anytime I can get down there and visit with the kids and help John, I do. And also have a little Muscular Dystrophy Association. We had that event a few weeks back with a couple of the Timberwolves guys. Mm-hmm. And anytime you can get out there and help those kids, you know, they fly around on their scooters and just have the biggest smiles on their face. So they make it worth your while, and it's always fun to help them out.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it.
That's 2 weeks in a row for you on Everything Purple.
There you go.
You're going to be like the Everything Purple co-host here.
There we go. Sounds good.
Man. Thanks, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. That's Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph, who joined us live from the Mall of America at the Toys for Tots Drive. We have more show to go here on Everything Purple. Before we go to break, programming note, remember to join host Mike Musselman along with Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin for Vikings Country this Thursday at 6 p.m. at Mama G's in Maple Grove. You could win great prizes, including tickets to watch the Vikings from the Miller Lite Party Deck. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information, and please don't leave because we have more show to go. When we come back, we're going to go through some power rankings, the AP All-Pro, 32 power rankings, some NFL draft talk, and my top three storylines so far from the 2014 Vikings season. More Everything Purple coming up after this. Everything Purple continues live from the Mall of America, just outside of Forever 21. We are in the southeast corner of the Mall of America. This is the United States Marine Corps and the Toy for Tot program, the Toys for Tots Drive. A lot of Vikings joining KFAN programming today. Charles Johnson was on with PA, Voice of the Vikings. So was Cordero Patterson. I know Harrison Smith and John Sullivan stopped by programming earlier as well. Kyle Rudolph just joined us, and we thank Mall of America, Verizon Wireless, and of course the Marines for hosting this Toys for Tots drive. And Everything Purple continues. You just heard from Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph going over the 2014 Vikings season, some things that he's seen in Teddy Bridgewater, what he's learned from Norv Turner working under him for almost a full season. And you know, I wanted to ask Kyle about the injury, not because it's any fun to talk about injuries, but you know, because Kyle was signed to that big contract, and he's going to be a big part of things to come for the Vikings. And you know, he's not a guy who he's not a presumptuous guy. He's not an entitled guy. He likes to work hard for what he gets. He's a guy. He's a good teammate. Never says the wrong things. Good influence in the locker room, and I know that you know he was disappointed that that injury happened right after he signed that contract extension. But that's in the past. He looks good now. He's back in action. He's found the end zone. He's going to be a big part of things to come for the Vikings. Before we get into more football, we have to announce our final Toys for Tots drawing for a pair of Vikings versus Bears tickets and a Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America wristband. It's Judy Lindquist. I don't know if Judy is here. Judy Lindquist, are you here? If you are, come on up. If you're not here but you're listening, come on back. Pick up your goodies. All right, more football. The Associated Press releases a power rankings. Football fans, sports fans, but football fans especially love power rankings. They like to see where their favorite team ranks against the other 31 NFL teams. And every Tuesday, the Associated Press comes out with their power rankings. They call it the AP Pro 32 rankings, and it's an interesting system. What they do is, I believe they have 12 sports writers, sports broadcasters, sports analysts who vote. And the way they do the voting is they rank all 32 teams 1 to 32, and then the teams are assigned a value based on the inverse of their ranking. So if you ranked the New England Patriots as the number one team, for example, the AP would give the New England Patriots 32 points, and they add up all the rankings that the 12 writers submitted, come out with the point totals, and then rank the team. So We're going to go over that a little bit because I think it's interesting. And the Vikings come in at 22nd, which is up one from their position last week. They were 23rd. So that's not going to be surprising. A 6-7 team trying to battle back, get to 500, has won two games in a row, looking for a third win in a row. To no one's surprise listening, I would rank them a little bit higher than 22nd, I believe. But, you know, you have to live with a 22nd ranking when you're 6-7. And there are some teams that the Vikings have defeated who are ranked ahead of them, but there's also a team that defeated the Vikings, New Orleans Saints, who are ranked behind them. So that's neither here nor there. But let's get into the top of the AP Pro 32 rankings, and let me go through the top eight teams. We'll start with number eight, as ranked by these 12 football observers. Number eight is your Detroit Lions, whom the Vikings will play this Sunday at Ford Field. 9-4 on the season, second place in the NFC North. They come in ranked number eight, so getting great respect from a lot of national football observers. Number seven, the Indianapolis Colts. Now, the Indianapolis Colts, on a good day when things are going, when they're playing at home and that offense is clicking, you could probably rank them a little bit higher. They're 9-4 as well. They come in at number seven. Now, number six is an interesting team to me. It's the Arizona Cardinals. The reason I find that interesting, yes, they have a great record. They're 10-3. They are undefeated at home. They have a great defense, but they're dealing with injuries, and namely at quarterback, where their starter Carson Palmer is out, Drew Stanton is in, and a lot of people wonder what's going to happen. Now, Cardinals coach Bruce Arians has expressed the utmost confidence in Drew Stanton to be their quarterback and says all their goals are still in front of them. They can accomplish all of them, and they believe they can win the Super Bowl without him. Whether or not that happens remains to be seen. Number five, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number four, the Denver Broncos. Now, when that running game gets going, I think you got to rank the Broncos a little bit higher. Number three, the Seattle Seahawks. Number two, the New England Patriots. And number one, as much as we hate to hear it, the AP Pro 32 has ranked your Green Bay Packers number one. Maybe they'll get bumped down a notch here over the final few weeks. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Everything Purple. We'll be back again next week, so please remember to join us so we can talk more Vikings. Now it's time for the Minnesota Wild. Wild and Islanders drop the puck at 7, but first, it's the Wild pregame show, and that's next. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall.